Please be seated. Thank you, Claire, for that reading. That is a very famous reading from the New Testament. It's sometimes called the Magnificat, which is Latin for amazing cat. That's not true. It's a song of praise that Mary, Jesus' mother, prayed before he was even born. And it is brilliant. It's a revolutionary prayer of hope of what God is going to do. So, if you ever think that women don't get a good say in the Bible, they get some of the absolute best lines. The Magnificat is amazing. Now, we're going to do a slightly different thing. Instead of a normal sermon this morning, we're going to be having a couple of different readings. And these readings are all about people who do fantastic and wonderful things. These are ordinary people, but people who are doing wonderful things. So, we're going to have a reading now from Thomas about Esther.
Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arrive from some other place. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him.
Fantastic. Thank you, Thomas. So, a reading about someone called Esther. Now, Esther was a queen in Persia. And at a time when it was a very bad time to be one of God's people. Because they were under the threat of their very lives. They were all going to be taken and executed. Except Esther was in this amazing position of responsibility and power. And so she was able to go to the king. And so she asked everybody to pray, to spend some time fasting and praying for 3 days. God put her in a very special place at a very special time. She loved her people. Esther, she was awesome. She was brilliant. She did something amazing. Okay, who else have we got? We've got a reading about two people called Naomi and Ruth, which Colleen is going to come and read to us. Naomi and Ruth. Go for it.
With her two daughters-in-law, Naomi set out from the place she had been living, and they took the road that would lead them back to Judah. But on the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back to your mother's homes, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they all broke down and wept. No, they said, we want to go with you to your people. But Naomi replied, why should you go on with me? Return to your parents' homes, for I am too old to marry again. Things are far more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord himself has raised his fist against me. And again they wept together. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung tightly to Naomi. Look, Naomi said to her, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. You should do the same. But Ruth replied, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me for severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more.
Brilliant, thank you. So we have two people, Naomi and Ruth. And they've traveled from a land called Moab, and they're heading back to the land of Israel. And Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law. And actually, she didn't have to go with her at all. She could have left her and gone and started a new life somewhere more comfortable, made life a bit easier, wouldn't have had to do all of that tedious walking. But she was committed. They stuck with each other. They looked out for each other. They cared for each other. They prayed for each other. They were together. So we've got all of these fantastic women that we've come across. And our first reading, the drama that we had Moses' mum, whose name we think was probably Jochebed or Jo, because that makes life easier. And she cared so much for her child that she was putting her own needs behind her. She cared more for him. She was willing to give him up in order that he might have life. How amazing is that? So we've got Jochebed, we've got Mary, we've got Esther, we've got Naomi, we've got Ruth, and then finally, we've got Lydia. Nigel, would you come and give us our final little extra reading this morning about Lydia?
We boarded a boat at Troas and sailed straight across to the island of Samothrace, and the next day we landed at Neapolis. From there we reached Philippi, a major city of that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank, where we thought people would be meeting for prayer, and we sat down to speak to some of the women who were gathered there. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth who worshipped God, and she listened to us. The Lord opened her heart, and she accepted what Paul was saying. She and her household had been baptized, and she asked us to be her guests. If you agree that I am a true believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my home. And she urged us until we agreed.
Fantastic. So, that was a story about Paul and some of his other people. And they were traveling, they were some of the first people telling people about the good news of Jesus. And they went to this place and they were looking to find people to tell them about Jesus. And they went to the riverside and there they met Lydia. And Lydia listened to what they said and believed. And not only did she believe, but she was so committed that she welcomed them into her home. She gave them food. She gave them lodging. She took great care of them. Lydia, she was fantastic. So we've got all of these people. We've got these fantastic ordinary ladies who God uses to do wonderful, awesome things. I think each one of them deserves a clap in many ways. You've got Jo, you've got Esther, you've got Naomi and Ruth, you've got Lydia, and you've got Mary. All of them are doing different things. They're caring for each other. They're loving each other. They're welcoming each other. They're praying for each other. They're putting each other first. Do you know what? Those are things which we are all called to do. Really, that's a description of what church should be like. Now, those claps were kind of, well, sporadic and half-hearted. If it's just me clapping, it's quite quiet. But if we all clap together on the count of three, just one clap, let's see what a difference that makes. One, two, three. That's good, let's try again. One, two, three. And compare that to my pathetic little clap. You can tell there's a world of difference between those things. And that's like us. If we all did those things, if we were like Esther and Lydia and Naomi and Ruth and Jochebed and Mary, if we took seriously what it means to be followers of God, imagine what impact we could have in the world. If we care for each other, if we follow the examples of these amazing women, then instead of it being, it could be one, two, three. That is what God is calling us to. To be a loud and noisy clap in the world, to make a difference so that everyone can hear it. So this morning, as we continue our service, let's say thank you to God for those people like Lydia and Naomi and Ruth and Esther and Jochebed and Mary and all of those fantastic women. Let's give thanks for all those wonderful ladies in our own lives who've provided for us, who've encouraged us, who've supported us, who've prayed for us. who've pointed us towards God. And let's pray that all of us, male and female, young and old, might do those things for the people around us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful examples you've given us of women who've done awesome things for you. Thank you for women who've done awesome things in our lives. And we pray that all of us might follow their good examples and point to you and make a difference to the world around us. Because we pray this in the wonderful, life-changing name of Jesus. Amen.